The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hamas has floated that it wants a ceasefire beginning at 2 o'clock, and they've attacked us after that. So they're violating even their own ceasefire.
Benjamin Netanyahu says, "You can't fool me." That's Israel's point of view, but what's it like on the other side? And how about the UN? What's going on, for goodness sake, at the border? We're mixing in all kinds of conversation as we kick things around and kick off a new week here on America Tonight. Hope you're keeping cool. I know it's been pretty hot in some of those places this summer, far wide and nooks and cranny wise. In Texas, 104 degrees. 104 degrees. Isn't that like dancing on the sun? And then for the rest of us in Florida, at an undisclosed location, I am in Florida. I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. There's a lot of greatness in the state of Florida. But boy, oh boy, you have to deal with the humidity. It's always about what the humidity is. By the time it's noon, it feels like a whole different place from early morning. Whole different place is exactly what is happening with Hamas in Israel. It just gets worse and worse. The UN Security Council, ooh, they are hopping furious over what happened the other day in one of their schools. They say they are expressing strong support for an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. And you know what? Hamas and Israel, they're not paying attention to this. Of course they're not paying attention to this. So Netanyahu's saying, yeah, call for a ceasefire, and then they throw up some more missiles, so forget about it. In fact, Hamas is getting some weapons, supposedly, from North Korea, plus knowledge on how to build bigger, badder tunnels. They've got tunnels all over the place to try and disguise what's happening. Smart, I guess, on their part, but a nightmare for Israel, certainly. And the fact that Hamas is using people as human shields, you can't get around that. That's the truth of the matter. So they can call for the ceasefire, the UN can, all they want. More than 1,000 people have been killed, numbers-wise, give or take, since this whole thing really exploded the last couple of weeks. And there is no ceasefire in this. I mean, there's no ceasefire that's happening. I think we're going to just see more of this rapid fire between both sides on the strip. And it's just a question of what kind of weapons are Hamas going to get. And they can talk about having this comprehensive peace process, but it's not working. They keep saying this, that they're going to have this two democratic states, Israel and Palestine. They're going to live side by side in peace. It's going to be secure. They're going to recognize borders. It's going to be great. Yeah, right. It's not happening. It's not happening. Get real. There was this resolution that had all of that in it that was spit out back in 2008. There was a temporary truce in the conflict over the weekend on Saturday, so medical supplies could get into Gaza, families could come out of shelters, people could dig the dead out from the piles of concrete and everything else that had fallen all over the place. But Sunday, Israel said, as you heard Benjamin Netanyahu there, because of the incessant rocket fire, as the Prime Minister mentioned, they had to start it back up again. Operation Protective Edge. Hamas agreed to 24 hours, and then they violated their own agreement. This isn't happening. There is no deal happening. None. You want to talk about foiled plots to come up with ways to broker peace between two sides. Might be the worst. And they did a poll of Hebrew-speaking Israelis. And the poll the Jerusalem Post put out showed that the overwhelming majority want the offensive to continue. They want it to continue. And that Israel shouldn't accept a peace offering of a ceasefire. Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, is coming up with a delegation that would head to Cairo to try to talk about more diplomacy in the Middle East conflict. Abbas is waiting for the final answer on the initiative from Hamas leaders who are meeting in Qatar. Then they talk about Israel having a hidden agenda and that Israel wanted to keep Gaza separate from the rest of the Palestinian territory. What's the end game? I mean, there's massive tension. This is just massive tension. Adding to it. In the end, for Hamas, using their own people as those human shields. What does that tell you? Hamas is Islamic jihadist. For the most part, that's what that group is about. So for 3 weeks now, we've been knocking this around. 3 weeks. A ceasefire seems no closer today than it was then. I mean, what does Hamas want? They want to destroy Israel. Of course they do. They want to do that. They want to stop the blockade. They want to dismantle the Israeli settlements. That's what they want. So they want everything. They want the release of prisoners. Because remember, lots of Palestinians were arrested after the kidnapping of three Israeli teenagers, which is what came before all of this fighting. I don't think Hamas is going to get any of that. I don't think so. So the government of Israel is rejecting the establishment of a Palestinian Arab state west of the Jordan River. It's a very, the whole West Bank belongs to Israel because of a treaty. Remember the treaty? And because of a war. So if they were going to even think in their minds of doing what Hamas wanted, giving over the West Bank, basically, it wouldn't be to the Palestinians anyway. I mean, it wouldn't be. So it's terrible to watch this continue to rage on. But you can tell by Netanyahu, if you listen to that first little thing out of the gate, he is not backing down off of this situation. He's not going to do it. There is no diplomacy here. Diplomacy is not happening. It has not happened. So, anybody thinking that they're going to see some sort of peace situation, good luck. We have a better chance of snow in Texas right now than of any kind of a brokered deal there. And the UN can scream and rant and say whatever it wants to say, but it's not happening. I'll tell you one thing that is happening. The chaos at the border continues. Wait till you hear the latest. That's coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Diatribe on what else? What's happening at the border? You know, the Congress is about to take off at the end of the week for 5 weeks. They don't come back until September. So you have MS-13. You know, massive gang recruitment is happening. It really is. It's not being exaggerated. The right gang members given the right fresh meat, because that's what it is, as it was described to me. And they're going to try to turn some of these kids whose families push them out of Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador to get them away from the possibility of hanging out with these gangs because there's nothing but violence going on. And one of the scariest pictures that I think I've seen is of those gang members, or at least some of them was in the Daily Mail, a British newspaper, and they talked about a story that we've been talking about, the gang recruitment stuff that's happening with the minors, that it's really true. They're stuck in the same housing unit night after night after night, and that's what's happening. The pressure is there. So you have these Central American kids who are part of what could become an even bigger army of these notorious gang members who have nothing but ice water in their veins, seriously, and are frightening to me, and they're crawling all over the United States, and that gang culture is a brutal, brutal gang. gang culture. Border agents have seen it. They've seen them using a Red Cross phone bank in Nogales, Arizona, to enlist and pressure and do other things to minors, whatever they can. The Department of Homeland Security and ICE say they don't know anything about that. They don't know anything about recruiting. Of course they don't know anything about recruiting. But it's happening. And in some cases they're trying to downplay it. Of course they're trying to downplay it because you got kids all over the place that are in these facilities, these makeshift facilities with makeshift beds with, you know, pillows and blankets and all that kind of stuff. And they're being treated as humanely as possible by our Border Patrol guys. I mean, they're overwhelmed with this. But they have times where they're all meshed together. So that's what's happening. And that's why they're using that bank. That's why they're using the bank to do it, because it's a perfect way to do that. So as these whole deportation things are held up, it becomes even more dangerous in a different way for these kids, of trying to recruit them into the funnel of becoming these street kids. Because that's how they survive. How do they survive once they get back? So what's the number? Here's what I wanted to know. What's the number of kids stopped at the border that have at least one parent or a close relative already in the United States? Now, immigration numbers are telling us at least 80% of them, but I'm not buying that from what I'm hearing. I think it's much less than that. I think it's much less. I mean, 80%, we'd be doing pretty good. I think it's definitely lower than that. And so what's happening? You've got the MS-13 people who are trying to intimidate younger kids who are waiting to get processed, deportation hearings. This is nasty. It's nasty, it's dangerous, and it has to end. I mean, we can't be complicit in that. They got to process these guys. Now they're saying amnesty and even the potential for more work permits could happen within weeks. And the kind of work permits we're talking about, like, for 5 million people. So they're trying to expand these rights, trying to make this happen. At least coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the president trying to grapple with this, but laying some serious blueprints for large-scale expansion is the best way to describe it. 5 million of about 13 million who are in the country without any kind of legal claim or their visas have expired might be protected under an option that the White House is considering. Because the president's saying Congress didn't act on comprehensive immigration reform, I might take executive action to fix as much immigration as I can. Ugh. Stay away. And maybe by the end of the summer. That'd be a major, major, major break with Congress. Major. Imagine the reaction on that. So now there's all these references, as Dan in Texas has said to us many times, about impeachment. And there were references about impeachment at the White House on Friday. So they know that this is part of what's being bandied about. That's not a surprise. And while they're entertaining the idea of speedy deportations in some cases and then kind of stalling them out in others. So one of the options they're talking about is allowing immigrants who are parents of U.S. citizens to apply for temporary legal status, because then they could work legally in the U.S. A second thing they're talking about doing was allow temporary legal status for the parents of young people already granted deportation deferrals by the Obama administration. So it would be a small group it would affect, but it would affect some people. So what is the right course of action? What is the right course of action? It's the one we keep saying, and it's the one that sounds so lame. Because you keep saying, and many of you call and say it, and it's true. And we've been saying it all along, secure the border, but how can you make plans strategically for some of the things that they're talking about doing when you don't even know, not even really quite sure of the amount of people who are in the United States illegally? That's such a big part of this problem. And the visas just, and I thought we had a better handle on that, allowing them to expire and not knowing when somebody's visa has expired. Another thing, you have to have a handle on that as a country. And we see what a disaster that is. That's part of that assimilation process when we don't know who has a visa. And I mean, we know who has them, but when they've expired and they're still allowed to stay in the United States, any of us to try to do that in another country, we'd be out in a second. And more importantly, because we're so overrun, we can't afford that. We just can't afford that. If you had the chance to come up with an executive action, what would it be? I have a feeling I know what some of you would say. I'm going to throw it out, 855-266-5283. I know you're on vacation. 855-266-5283. Talking about what else? The thing that ails us at the border that was ignored for way too long. Some Republicans, like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, has called for ending the Deferred Action Program. And any move to expand it by including parents would be certain to draw a furious response. Not just Ted Cruz, but other conservatives. It's a humanitarian crisis. There's no doubt about it. But I think the White House has made things worse because they don't have a clear vision, a strategy, and a tactical way to implement them. So it's just broad strokes and nothing specific. On Friday, the president met at the White House with the presidents of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, hoping to get their help to stop the flow of the immigrants coming out of their countries. Let's see how well that works. And, of course, he told everybody that the kids who don't have proper claim to admission have to go back home, and they know that. But is there going to be a push to make that happen? I don't think so. Call me crazy, but I don't think so. Stay with us.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is what we're talking about. We're talking about, sadly to say, the constant drum in the background is what's going on with the situation at the border and what's happening with the expiring visas and what's going to come out of the White House and really will there be a wild twist by the end of the summer. So I just want to wrap this up in saying, first of all, you can always throw in your two cents on America tonight. 24/7, whether it's, geez, I don't agree with you, I don't think we should be supporting Israel, and we need to be away from the Gaza Strip, period. Or, when we're talking about that, or some other point of view or take on that, or the situation at the border. You may disagree with my point of view there or have something better to offer because you've chewed on it for a long time and you really feel like you should be representing on the Hill. Because nobody can come up with reform the way you can, then I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, so here's the thing. Here's what's happening. We already knew this. Because of now this immigration bill and the crazy, unprecedented levels, the supply of high-skill guest workers, that's the other side of this, and automatic green cards to foreign students who, frankly, have the knowledge and are getting the jobs, the Microsoft jobs, the Cisco jobs, the, you know, pick a company, any of the big companies that we're talking about in the IT industry, that's where also a lot of the top jobs are frankly going that way. And we keep hearing these State of the Union addresses that we're America, we're big and bad, and we need to work on our math and science skills, and we need to the technology and the engineering path and young girls on that path. And then when you look around, I know this because in my own world, I know two different people that came from other places that got that automatic green card because they were, and these are, listen, incredibly smart, wonderful people. But even they say this is what's happening. When Microsoft announces it's going to slash 18,000 jobs, when that happens, well, who are the people that are going to get knocked out? What's going to happen there? And this is while they're pushing up the idea of the automatic green cards to the foreign students that are, as they call them, part of the STEM workforce. That's the acronym for them. You know, meaning these highly qualified, skilled guest workers to fill these jobs in these fields of engineering and math and technology and science. But why aren't Americans filling those jobs? Why isn't that happening? Is it because, seriously, we don't have the right people for them? Is it a wage thing? You know, what is it? So these guest workers are really the source of the new hires in most of those fields. And greater expansion, with the greater expansion, the American worker is really getting left on the shelf. And this is a model, like I said, I'm not unfamiliar with. And probably most of you aren't either. Like I mentioned, the State of the Union, we kept hearing in the State of the Union address, how many times with Obama have we heard that? But where are those jobs going? In the tech industry, cheap, young, overseas, or driven to get the green card, what's happening? The STEM, looking for the STEM workers in other places. Google, Apple, Intel, all of them. So what does that do in the United States? What does that do to the middle class? It's just another, in a different way, Silicon Valley, in a different way, has added to the problem. Not so much with, obviously, with what we're seeing at the border. That's a different kind of worker. But in a different way, with the green cards. Now you could say, well, but don't we want people here that are contributing? We do. Don't we want to have some of those guest workers? We do. But when do we get to the point where if the pendulum has swung so much in the other direction that it's catastrophic for us and we're at that point where it's killing us? So you have people going through getting an engineering degree, in these IT fields, and what they're being offered is not a green card. And who's getting the jobs in the first place? So it goes back to that same thing. And in the meanwhile, going from the highly skilled workers and recruiting them elsewhere, one last thing on immigration, the trains, and there's a great documentary out about the trains, and I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but I will think of it. But the Mexican trains that are used by the Central Americans to get to the United States, they are increasing their speed to reduce the number of stowaways. The cargo trains travel at 6 miles an hour, in areas in Central America where it's easy to climb on board, and that's what happens a lot with the kids. Now they're saying they're going to increase it to maybe up to 20 miles an hour so that they won't be able to get on the train. Because they run alongside the train, then they try to jump on board the rail cars. It's easy when it's 6 miles an hour. If it's 20 miles an hour, wow. They'll be liable to end up under the train wheels or thrown off to the side. So then you wonder, boy, are we going to see more injuries or deaths because of that? And that would just be another tragedy, another humanitarian crisis. So does that reduce the number that end up reaching the border? That's what they're trying to do. That's a one subtle way to do it, but it's not so subtle. I mean, already, that's a big concern. Because already people are being taken advantage of by human traffickers' kids. And some of them ending up face down in the dirt somewhere. And that just would add to the plight. Oh, my goodness. Would it ever? If you speed up the trains, but that's what they're going to do. Then Mexico can say, and one of these train companies can say, well, don't blame us. Because we're trying to watch who's jumping on, and we're speeding up the train, so we don't have those laggers, those stowaways. We don't want them. So this is how we're going to shake them off. We're going to make that train really move. And I don't know. I mean, as much as, yeah, absolutely. Whatever you can do to try to not bring as many people over. But the idea of purposely, we're going to floor it and shake them all off. It's kind of sick to me. Because we shouldn't even be in this position in the first place. I mean, really? Should we? No. We shouldn't be there. But we are. That's where we're at. So what do you do? How do you stop it? And this human trafficking thing, phew. I was in Tampa, Florida the other day. Wow, and it's bad. It's one of the worst places for it. And why is that? Also because a lot of kids come from other places, sneaking, getting, and then they see signs, if you're in trouble, if you've left home. But really, they're false signs in the bathrooms, in places where they know the kids will be, and they're scared, and they have no place to go. And that's how they end up in the hands of these traffickers. So the best thing we can do is really make those serious plans for controlling as much of the border as we can, for really controlling it. If all of the times we had talked about that, we'd done even just 10%, we would have surpassed the goal. But because we never did, the job is that much bigger. And that much tougher to control. Instead of handling it decades ago. So we're stuck. We're stuck. Coming up on America Tonight, you will not believe it. We have a couple of those for you, including a plane that crash landed on a very well-known Florida beach. And then a famous fast food company that's going to stop serving a very popular item after a little bit of a food scare. We'll tell you about that coming up next here on America Tonight with me, Kate D. We'll be right back.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
Hey, so you want to speak out? You got something to say? Say it here. Throw in your two cents with us on America Tonight. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Just put me on two cents. Soon, doggone it, I was going to have a special little music thing here. Anyway, you remember this this song?
Let's hear it.
You hear that?
No. You are losing us, Tomas. Something is wrong with your equipment. We can't hear it.
No, I got it. I got to give you more power. Here we go. Try it.
It's not working. Even Matt is in my ear telling me it's not working. It's not working. We can't hear it.
Well, it's the song, The Mighty Hercules, the old TV show. Hercules.
There you go.
All the old people now remember.
I remember it.
Night.
So you went how was it?
Movie review. It was, you know, it was good. It was like an old 1950s movie. You know, there was no hardly any kissing. You know, no sex. No gay thing going on there. Not even any blacks. You know, it was just
just Hercules.
It Hercules, man. It was good family oriented. You know, a lot of honor and stuff, and you know, giving up the gold to do the right thing. You know, stuff like that. And hey, it's like a, you know, I took grandma, 91 years old, and she.
Ooh, and she liked it.
Oh, I was watching her almost half the time because, you know, you see the grandma there and she had the expressions on her face, you know, and yeah, it was a good little movie. Nothing, I don't think it's going to win any awards, especially because, you know, it didn't have enough gay characters in it. But, you know, it was more of like a comedy sometimes, you know, a lot of little jokes here and there and a little bit of, you know, Spartan 300 going on. So, hey, you know.
So you see, you recommend it because it's
well,
a decent,
you know,
enough
minute. Like yeah, it was okay. I wouldn't go. You know, if you don't have that much money and you need milk or you want to go to the movies, I'd buy the milk. You know,
buy the milk. Don't go see the movie. I love it, Hercules. You know what? It's interesting because there was a series on. I want to say it was Showtime. I could be wrong. No, it wasn't Showtime. It was another one of those. Another one of the 10 zillion movie channels there are, and they did a thing called Spartacus. And Spartacus would be complete opposite of what you're describing in Hercules.
Oh, yeah. No, it was pretty clean cut. The TV show was called The Mighty Hercules. You can Google it, and then, you know, it was like a cartoon version of it used to come out in the 60s, I think, 1964, 65, around there.
All right, The Mighty Hercules. That's your recommendation,
yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, you know what? You can see it on Google for free, you know, and you save gas and everything. Maybe the kids that are coming over now, maybe they should show them the cartoon Hercules. And, you know, since there's so many kids, I don't know. I don't see anybody out there complaining that with unemployment so high and a negative GDP, we are still allowing people to come in this country. It's unbelievable. But you know what, Kate? We said that how many times before?
5 years ago. 6 years ago. Absolutely. This is not new. It's definitely not new to this show. And it's not new to anybody who's paying attention. That's for sure, Tomas. Thanks. All right. So a weak endorsement of Hercules. Just wait for it to come out, basically, is what he's saying to you. And it doesn't have any of the bells and whistles and other things. Making a little reference. Thinking that Hollywood... What he's saying about homosexuality being promoted in those times, but that it—that's none of that. It's not about what the Hercules thing is about. So interesting. All right, let's pick up another one. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. I was listening to you earlier about all the conflict in the Middle East and everything that's going on with the immigrants in the United States, and it's just really a problem that nobody can put a finger on, and it keeps multiplying in exponential growth, and I'm just amazed that, I mean, where we're headed as a society. It's like this train wreck that's imminent, and no one can derail it or stop it or anything. It's just amazing. I mean, I like your insight, you know, a realistic view on, you know, what can we do, you know, as a people, as a society. We're like bystanders just watching a calamity ready to come to a head. And I appreciate your viewpoint on it, but, I mean, you're right on the money, you know. They're never going to stop fighting over there. It's gonna spill over into the rest of the world. It's going to draw everybody into it. And the economy... as far as Social Security not being there and the debt, overwhelming debt that we can't pay off as a society, you know, where are we headed? A Great Depression, you know, which will lead to a great war, a great conflict around the world, you know, it's sad to think that we as a people and all the intelligence that we have, we can't come up with an answer.
Yeah, you know what Mike Wells said? All the intelligence we have and we can't come up with an answer. Mike is right. I say that all the time. We have some of the most brilliant people here in the United States, and why we can't use all that manpower, put it together, and figure out top three ways to do X, Y, Z. What really do we need to do in these conflicts? How far do we need to be involved? But we've got three branches of government, and we've got a legislative body making the laws, and we have a president, you know, the presidential part of it, who can override some of those laws, and we have people that are apathetic. I think a lot of the people in listening to America Tonight and to some of the other shows I listen to, bravo to you, you seem to be very involved in trying to make calls and trying to be that power of the people thing that I talk about. Enough people jump on it, 20, 25 people, 30 people call or write to a senator or a congressperson, especially call, takes no time at all. They pay attention. Why? They want to be reelected. We have midterm elections coming up. So with that staring everybody in the face in Washington, they pay closer attention to what their constituents are saying, and that is something that you can do. You can make that call. Think about it. Think of where you think we need to be. But nothing is going to change. I know it's wrong to say. In one way, it's wrong to say, because, like, are you kidding me? You're saying just give up? Look at what we've thrown at this. Seriously, look at what we've thrown at it. I promised I would mention this story, and especially because I'm in Florida, in Sarasota, Florida, not too far from where I am. Sadly, a father was killed and his 9-year-old daughter critically injured while walking along a Florida beach. This is what's so sad about this. How does this happen? They're walking on a beach, a popular beach. A small plane crash landed just feet from the surf. So the pilot and his only passenger weren't hurt. The Piper that they were driving, you're looking for a place to go down. It touched down on a beach in Venice, and you had the father and the daughter from Georgia who were just walking along in the sand. They were on the beach, and they were hit by the plane. So the 36-year-old, the dad, was killed. Man, that is unbelievable. I mean, I guess just the way it came down, they didn't see it. They were having a distress call on the plane, but they couldn't get to the airport. They came down, and I guess they just did not see them on the beach. Man, oh man, you never know, right?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.